Throne Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always...
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago today. CBS's Jennifer DePinto with the results of our new poll.
67% of Americans think pregnant women may be more at risk, and most feel reproductive care could be more difficult to access in states that have passed new restrictions on abortion.
President Biden and former President Trump prepping for their debate Thursday night. CBS's Robert Costa.
What we're seeing from President Biden is a lot of time, a methodical approach, going through different policy positions with his advisors at Camp David in recent days. He'll be there all early this week.
Floodings left some Midwest towns almost completely submerged. Minnesota Senator Tina Smith toured hard-hit Waterville.
We are going to put our shoulder into doing everything we can to make sure that the federal government is a good partner with the state to help you recover from this.
Parts of the Midwest facing triple-digit temperatures today as the Northeast cools down. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Computer hackers may have leaked the personal information of about 20,000 people in Wisconsin on Medicaid. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the breach Friday after suspicious activity was found in an email account for Disability Rights Wisconsin. Milwaukee Public Schools stands to lose between $35 and $45 million in state aid because of accounting mistakes that could have ripple effects all over Wisconsin. State School Superintendent Jill Underley.
They didn't lose the money. They got the money last year. It's just going to be withheld as we balance things out for the next school year and fix the accounting errors.
Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront that DPI could have done more to inform the public earlier. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a Veterans Expo and packed ACT event this week in Wisconsin Rapids. You can join VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service Office staff on Wednesday, June 26th. They'll be at Crossview Church from 9 to 2 providing resources for the veteran community. Crossview Church is located at 1000 East Riverview Expressway. That same day, there's a Veterans Town Hall meeting from 11 to noon. For more information, you can contact Amanda Batchko at 608-372-3971, extension 64201. Don't illegally harvest cicadas from state park properties. The DNR is warning people that capturing and removing animals, including insects, from state park properties is prohibited by law. DNR park staff and wardens will first try to educate people on cicadas in state parks, but wardens may take enforcement action in response to violations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We're also going to get into some props from classic movies that were thrown into the trash.
Oh, no.
How dare you? That's coming up for you. We'll also get into some local stuff we want to touch on as well. We've got some great local events going on in our area. But it's a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. You have your host, Melissa Kay, and I am joined by Seth and James. Today we're going to talk about bird flu.
Again?
Because it, yes, yes, because while it is still a low concern to risk to public health, there are concerns about, vehicle driving by that has no muffler, apparently.
Live radio, baby.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But there are concerns about where the avian flu will end up. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time already. The bird flu has been going on for 3 years now, and it has touched 6 continents. Did you guys know that?
No, did not. That's amazing.
So since March, the number of infections here in the United States has reached 94 dairy herds in 12 states that we know of, because there is not a requirement for farmers to say or to check that they have this going on. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield, according to this article from Food Safety News called "Bird Flu Risk to Humans Remains Low, but is Still a High Concern." So former CDC Director Robert Redfield predicts the end will come in a bird flu pandemic. He said it's only a matter of time. Now, up to this point, we have lost 80 million chickens and 14 million turkeys since 2022. This includes 71 million egg layers, which is why we had such high egg prices for so long. In 31 states, mammals have also been sickened and dying from the bird flu, including foxes, skunks, mountain lions, house cats, and others. There are 3 people that have contracted bird flu in early 2022. All of them recovered. They had a cough without fever, and some had pink eye. So it was kind of a respiratory thing and conjunctivitis. Conjunctivitis?
Is that correct, yes.
Which is pink eye.
Great word. I love saying that.
At this point, the flu virus isn't spreading from human to human. It doesn't bind to human receptors, so it has to mutate to make that jump to humans. Now, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack said 24 companies are working to develop an avian flu vaccine for cattle, which will combat the virus spread among U.S. dairy herds. Such a vaccine could curb the risk of bird flu spreading to a new species and lessen potential economic losses for dairy farmers, which we absolutely need. Farmers have it hard enough. Now they're conducting their preliminary research into this vaccine at a laboratory in Iowa. Now in Europe, the European Union has contracted for millions of doses of a vaccine against bird flu for 15 member countries. They're working on procuring vaccine doses from an Australian-based manufacturer. And the first European country to offer vaccines to the at-risk population is Finland. Now, these statistics are a little troubling, but from what I've read, this next part I'm talking about here, because we did have an outbreak of the H5N1 bird flu in humans in 1997. Now, this was 912 human cases, most from close contact with infected animals. The fatality rate for those cases is about 50%. But the reason I think, from what research I've done, that fatality rate was so high is that because not everybody who contracted the bird flu at that time had to go to the hospital. But for those that did and reported it, their fatality rate was 50%.
Right, exactly.
It's a good distinction.
Yes.
Yes, and I think definitely worth noting. So with this, all of this information about where we're at, so the risk does remain low. There are definitely certain precautions that you would be wise to take, according to the CDC, like don't drink raw milk right now. As we have talked before, pasteurization does its job. It kills off the virus, like above 90% of the virus is dead after pasteurization.
Right.
So your chances of getting the bird flu from drinking milk are incredibly low. The commercial supply is safe because of pasteurization, which we have talked before.
Absolutely.
But the other thing that because it's summer and it's fair season, we're going to be around the animals. So, James, you've got an email that I sent you from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. You want to dive into this one?
Yeah, and actually, I got a little head start on this because Senator Teston and I talked about this on Friday a little bit.
Oh, cool.
We actually started talking about June Dairy Month and talking about the importance of it. And certainly, we talk a lot about how it's important to spread the awareness of made in Wisconsin products and a lot of the things that we talk about doing during this month and about our ag industry. But certainly also part of this month is to bring awareness to these things that we can do to help our farmers, help our ag industry, and help ourselves in the same process.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
In an effort to prevent the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle and poultry, the Wisconsin Department of Agricultural Trade and Consumer Protection required influenza A testing prior to movement of lactating dairy cattle to fairs or exhibits effective last week. That was on the 19th that this started. So okay. It is in place going forward. The USDA National Veterinary Service Laboratories has now confirmed the presence of HP1 in more than 100 dairy herds in 12 states, including Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota.
Okay.
So all around us.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly.
The effort seeks to limit the spread of the disease. Further prevention efforts are advised as there is risk of disease transmission anytime animals are commingling.
Mm.
Which we all know they love to do. I don't know about you guys if you get invited to a lot of these potlucks they do and
they're
stuff.
Social. They're very social.
So there are things we can do. Poultry owners choosing to participate in fairs or exhibits should consider speaking with your flock, a veterinarian, about biosecurity plans.
Mm.
Monitoring shows poultry closely prior to the event to screen for any subtle signs of illness.
Right.
Avoid
because it's visible.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing about this, apparently, mm-hmm. At least.
Yes.
That it is kind of noticeable.
There is a silver lining, right.
Avoiding the use of shared equipment with other exhibitors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And apparently that's a bigger one than I would have realized until this article kind of sprung me into a couple of other things to read about. And isolating poultry that return from a show or exhibition from the home flock for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah, to be sure they didn't catch something.
That's right.
Which can be incredibly difficult when you only have so much room on a farm.
Right.
That's true.
That's another one of those ones that I would not have thought about until reading up on this subject, mm-hmm. which is another point of the us talking about this again.
Mm-hmm.
HPA1 is highly contagious and often fatal to domestic poultry and can be spread by commingling with wild birds or their droppings and through contact with infected animals, equipment, or clothing worn by anyone working with infected animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is so contagious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's called highly pathogenic.
Yes.
Now, Melissa, do you think getting into the signs of what this is?
I think it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
Because they're very noticeable.
Right.
I agree. So sudden death without clinical signs. Yeah. The bird was fine 1 minute, it's not the next. Yep. Or you go to sleep one night, it's fine. In the morning, it's not.
It's dead. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Lack of energy or appetite. This is something. We do this all the time with animals. Animals can, yes, they can be depressed. They can be lethargic. They don't get like we do. Okay? They're not sitting around listening to The Cure for hours.
Or moaning and complaining.
But you can notice an animal is upset if it is not eating or it is not doing mm-hmm. its normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
So decrease in egg production, soft or misshapen eggs.
Mm.
Purple distortion of waffles, wattles, comb, and legs. So
okay.
Taking a look at their legs a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Difficulty breathing or runny nose, coughing, sneezing, stumbling or falling down, and diarrhea. These are all signs of this.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard a chicken sneeze.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Monitor flocks for any changes in behavior. And if you do happen to see anything, you can always give DACAP a call, 608-224-4872. That's 608-224-4872. You can always reach out to us and get that number again if you'd like. Or you can go to their website, datcp.org. I have that for you, and I'll get it again out there before we wrap up. Mm-hmm. But I was doing a lot of reading in that, but I learned so much about this subject. And as Melissa touched on, this isn't the first time that we have talked about this or we've read about this in our own personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's been going on now for 3 years.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. and still learning, you know, people like myself on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So as the fair season is happening and they are requiring the testing of lactating dairy cattle, and they want you to make sure your birds are well when they come. But how can we protect ourselves, Seth?
Well, the Department of Health Services in Wisconsin has issued some health reminders to everyone. If you are going to be around these kinds of animals at fairs and that sort of thing, at petting zoos and all that sort of stuff, you know what? These are real simple, everybody. These are ones that you probably should be doing anyway. But hey, it's a good reminder for this.
Never hurts to
remind you. Washing your hands, oh yes, with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer after touching animals or leaving areas with animals is number one.
So I don't just put my hands in the water. I've got to use this soap stuff.
And then, you know, like scrubbing and...
Keep them out of your mouth. Do not put your fingers in your mouth. How many times I have to keep
writing this one down. I'm writing it down this time, though, Melissa. Okay.
All right. Staying away from animals, including cattle, pigs, or other domesticated animals that appear sick, as well as barns or areas where sick animals are. Of course, now you do have to depend on other people, you know, working with you on this one. But if it seems like an animal is, you know, not just. Keep your distance. That's all we're asking you to do there. Mm-hmm. Prevent the spread of disease into your home by taking off and washing clothes or shoes that were worn around animals when you get home.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a one you don't think about it a lot. If you have allergies, that might be something you think more because you're going outside. It's like, oh, no, I got to get these clothes off because I got all the, right. you know, the pollen on there. I got to get rid of it. Same thing with this, basically. Mm-hmm. And finally, a good reminder for everybody. Stay home if you're sick. Don't go anywhere.
Just stay home.
Just stay home. Relax. You're okay. The animals will still be there.
Maybe the toughest of all of these for Americans to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It is because we have such a strong work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to go in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Or you have an event.
What about the other people around you?
Yeah, exactly. Or like you went to a concert or you're waiting, you're expecting, I've been waiting for this concert, but now I'm sick. What do I do? Well, you shouldn't go.
Yep.
Because you're going to be in close proximity to lots of people.
That's right. And if you experience any respiratory symptoms or you feel sick after coming in contact with animals, don't hesitate to reach out to your healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because this is something we definitely want to keep an eye on. We don't need to panic about it.
Not at all.
We just need to wash our hands and stay home when we're sick. Be smart about what's going on around you. Stay informed and reach out if you have questions.
Absolutely.
I had really hoped that we would learn certain things from the pandemic that we could do. We didn't have to go to extremes on one level or the other where, you know, this is, the sky is falling or, the sky's not falling. I don't have to pay attention to it. Like we could get to some middle ground that the pandemic would have done that, among other things for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like when it comes to subjects like this, we do this all the time. Bird flu. Mad cow disease. These sound really, really tense. They sound what? They don't affect me. OK, moving on. Like, and I'm not a farmer. I don't care. You know, and do you eat meat? Do you drink milk? Like, do you these things matter? This subject.
Do you need farmers? Do you need food?
Yeah. Important.
Just because it doesn't affect you in your house doesn't.
Daily life. Yeah.
Right,
doesn't
right.
mean that it's not something that you should be up to date on right. and being informed on. And it doesn't have to be, as Melissa, I think, well worded, this is not something where the sky is falling, but you should be looking at the sky. You should keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. This right. middle, this gray area where it's okay to be. It's okay to not be extreme on one level or the other.
And the truth about a lot of this is that with climate change and with people encroaching on animals, and I'm talking more wild animals and stuff, more of these viruses are going to mutate and they are going to get into our ecosystems. Because of that. So just being prepared for all of these things is smart because at some point it's probably going to happen. So we got to be ready.
And trusting the science too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That is one thing that I think really a lot of people struggled with was, okay, well, this is what we know right now. And then a few days later was, okay, but now we know this.
Mm-hmm.
And struggling with the fact that, well, what we know is going to evolve as the situation evolves, as the science, as we learn more, we have to be able to have an open mind to, okay, now that we have new information, that needs to change how we're thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's a very good thing.
And it's not science's fault. Like, science doesn't, science is not good or bad. Science isn't any one thing or the other. It's just science. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, and well, like anything, it's like that, they evolve.
We've mentioned the word mutate a couple times during this conversation because that's what viruses do.
Mm-hmm. That's how they survive. Yep.
That's why we're not supposed to overuse antibacterial soaps and antibacterial hand, you know, like sanitizers and things, because viruses mute and they become immune to those things. Then they don't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to send a big shout out to the virus hunters out there. Thank you so much for the incredible, dangerous work that you are doing. We appreciate you.
Yeah, fascinating stuff, too.
I will never watch Congo again.
Right? Yeah. Good reference.
But Ernie Hudson is so good in it.
That's a great reference. That's good.
Anything else, guys?
Nope.
I did want to put that website out there. If you're looking for information about the Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection, go to datcap.wi.gov. That's datcp.wi.gov, datcp.wi.gov.
And if you want to know more about the human health related to HPAI or H5N1 virus, you can go to dhs.wisconsin.gov. Mm-hmm. And there's information there on the avian influenza as it relates to humans and the information that we have. So thank you for joining us for another episode of The Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. If you would like to be our sponsor, which we may have one in the works, so you better get in line.
All right.
You can contact Pam at 715-424-1300, and she'll get you in touch with Ashley. Thank you for joining us today. And with that, I think we'll close the kitchen, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. That was good. Mm-hmm.
Good
that
topic.
Good. Thank you.
Really good. Good topic. We'll have another Kitchens Open for you next Monday. Be listening for that right here at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Okay, I didn't realize what I clicked. This threw me. I haven't heard this song since I was a kid. Oh, I forgot all about this song. That's good, man. That's a nice one. Nice add to the bumpers
little
here.
Little Dan Hartman for everybody.
Yeah. He's another one of those like breathy singers.
Yeah.
And I got to tell everybody, I have to let everybody in on something, okay? All right. The refrain here, right here. I swear to you, on everything I was, as a kid hearing this in the 80s, mm-hmm. and I was in my like 9, 8 years old, whatever it was, I thought he was singing, I can dream of Mountain Dew.
You were dreaming of.
And yes, definitely. And I could never understand why Mountain Dew didn't use that song. Like, why wouldn't they use that? He's singing about it.
Heard lyrics. I love it. One of my favorite things of all time.
100% yes. Own that.
Yes, that's good.
I did not know that. In my defense, it's not very specific, the lyrics. You can't necessarily hear what he's singing because he's a breathy singer.
Okay. So, I got to do a quick side note here. Isn't it so disappointing when you hear a song, you hear a certain lyric, and you know you've been doing it forever, you find out what the actual one is, and it's not actual one is, and it's not as cool.
This, and it's not better.
As what is, and it's like, oh, that is so disappointing to me.
That is so great. That is a great one.
I still sing it the way I always.
There you go.
Too. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Live in denial. So, that's the best way to do it.
My words are better than yours. Sorry, I know you wrote the song. Yeah. I don't care.
That's right.
Sorry, you. Somebody has got a record deal.
Yeah, right.
My lyrics a lot better. I 100% do
at
that
least
too.
In my head.
Same here.
That's right, Kenny Loggins. You listening?
We dive into some entertainment news, and I don't do this very often. I never like the "I told you so" people or the take people. We got a lot of this in sports. They've got to let everybody under the sun know that they were right about something.
Not when they're wrong, though.
They kind of just sweep it under the rug then.
But yeah.
But I told you so. Kevin Costner will not be returning to Yellowstone. He shared the news to fans in a video posted on social media. Quote: "After this long year and a half working on Horizon, so he could just did the, he did this just basically to promote his other thing, Horizon, and doing all the other things, I've decided that I am not going to be able to continue with Yellowstone. I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue season 5B or into the future. I loved it and I loved doing it." And he appreciated the fans, he said. Now, this this is something that is if you're a Yellowstone fan, it might not be, you know, breaking news because a lot of the people paying attention probably knew that he was not going to be coming back anyway. There was a lot of uncertainty of him coming back as it is. But who this is a real surprise to is the creators of Yellowstone who are working with him and still working him into the scripts that now have to rewrite everything and redo things. Because of him breaking contract, of him doing this. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first time he's done this, and this is something that he does quite often. If you are a fan of Kevin Costner, more power to you, like what you like. Just understand one thing, whether this matters to you or not, is your own degree too. Nobody who has ever worked with Kevin Costner works with him a second time. Go ahead and look. Look up the directors he's worked with, look the actors he's worked with. How many people have worked with him in a second project? How many? Like, this is Costner, man. This is his ego. This is his narcissism. This is a guy who, when he got those awards for Dancing with Wolves and everything, how many natives did he thank? How many people did he truly thank for giving him those Oscars, getting him those Oscars? Mm-hmm. Like, and as far as in the history of egos and narcissism, people that actually can, like, well, they're very narcissistic, but they're also very talented. Like, the difference in, like, talent and narcissism is, like, a light, like the Grand Canyon difference of right. his skill level and what he brings to the table and whatnot. Actually, I think one of the greatest comments on acting I ever heard was from the guy who used to sit in this chair, Bob. Bob said to me once, can you see another actor playing this role?
Mm.
That's to him one of the signs of a great actor.
Okay.
Like, oh, I couldn't imagine anybody else in this particular role.
Right.
Can you imagine anybody other than Peter Sellers as the Pink Panther? You know,
right.
Steve Martin is one of the greatest actors any of us have ever seen, one of the greatest comedic actors of all time. He plays the Pink Panther, and it just doesn't hit.
Right.
It's not the same.
Doesn't quite work.
You know, that some people, it's like this with James Bond or certain characters. They just mm-hmm. can't come back. I have never, ever seen Kevin Costner play a role that I couldn't think of 50 actors that could do the job better. Field of Dreams, Dances with Wolves, you can go ahead and name me any of them. And if you don't believe me on that, ask anybody that's worked with him. I don't understand why people continue to give this man credit or give this man work. I don't get it. The reason I get upset about this is not because of my own feelings on acting or anything like that. It's professionalism. It's reliability. Mm-hmm. It's certain things that when he does this stuff, it makes every actor look bad.
Mm-hmm.
It makes all of us look like divas. All of us look like narcissists. Where 90% of actors are just creatives that want to do what they love to do.
Right.
And show up on time.
He's just reinforcing his proclivities to that.
Yep. Exactly.
I don't get it. But if I'm a Yellowstone fan, if you are a fan of Yellowstone out there, rejoice. Because this means that not only you get this out of the way,
right, it's out of the way.
But I promise you, this season 5B that's going forward, you're going to see a difference in the characters. You're going to see a difference in those actors. You're going to see a lot
more
energy.
Enjoy their work.
Yeah, a lot more energy, and it may even mean more Yellowstone.
Who knows?
From what they're talking about here.
Wow.
So if you're a fan, and that show is not necessarily dipped in popularity that much. It just hasn't been on because of Kevin Costner.
Yeah, right.
Now you're going to get more. You're going to get more shows, and you'll get them sooner. I was starting to think that nobody was willing to stand up to Taylor Swift. Even people like Stevie Nicks, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, all kind of like Paul McCartney was just this weekend seen dancing at the Taylor Swift concert.
Okay.
And should be noted, dancing with the fans. He wasn't in some balcony all by himself or anything like that. He was down there in the crowd with the fans and everything.
Dude, that makes me worried.
yeah,
it's
right.
Like, Sir Paul, you're like 80 years old. Dude, what are you doing?
Having a good time.
Yeah, I guess so.
While Taylor was in the middle of her run at London's Wembley Stadium on Saturday night, a little band you may have heard of called the Foo Fighters was playing at a smaller venue called London Stadium. And Dave Grohl had this to say, I tell you, man, you don't want to suffer the wrath of Taylor Swift, so we like to call our tour the Errors Tour. we've had more than a few errors errors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
Then he added, that's because we actually play live. What? Just saying. You guys love live rock and roll music. You came for live music, right? That's what we're doing.
Ooh.
Something that Taylor is not known for.
Right.
Most of her music is replayed to you. You're mm-hmm. not hearing Taylor. I believe she does do some songs live, but a lot mm-hmm. of her songs are also done and played, what you would hear on your CD or download and everything. Because she's
voiceover.
Yeah.
Taylor must have heard about that because she responded during her Wembley show that she did not launch a direct attack.
Okay.
Earlier in the show, she thanked her band, saying that they would, quote, playing live for you for 3.5 hours tonight. She made sure to note that, and apparently she doesn't usually do that.
Oh, okay.
And she's added, quote, they deserve this so much, and so does every one of my fellow performers, and you just gave that to us generously. We will never forget it, when the crowd cheered mm-hmm. after she said that.
Okay.
So, a little back and forth here between Dave Grohl and Taylor Swift.
Very low stakes.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
low stakes, yeah. But I like that. That's good.
I do kind of like
little,
it.
Just a little push from a fellow artist, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, why not?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
I mean, they are competing for an audience in the same town.
That's true. I want to know who the Foo Fighters / Taylor Swift fan is. that has to decide between the two. That'd be an interesting person to check out. But there's the Foo, and but there's Taylor Swift. I'm betting the Foo Fighter tickets were cheaper though. So
probably
it's like, oh no, it's cheaper. I'm gonna go see Foo Fighter.
Easy decision there.
We have got two other. We got a couple of things we're gonna get to coming up. We'll get to some local events going on, including a local blood drive I want to tell everybody about, and some other stuff. And we also have two other big topics coming up for you before the end of the hour. Props from classic movies that were thrown in the trash.
Mm, cool.
And a country that may make it illegal for politicians to lie.
Oh, I want this.
This sounds so interesting.
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A court hearing in Madison today could lead to some changes in the way some Wisconsinites vote. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get electronic absentee voting for people with disabilities. The group says forcing voters with disabilities to have someone else fill out their paper ballot is unconstitutional. The group would like to see the change before this November's election. People are traveling again this summer. If you're flying, consider booking early. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond.
I would say book ahead if you can, because when you're doing last-minute travel, it tends to be a little bit more expensive.
Analysts say car rental prices have come down a bit since their post-pandemic spike in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices rose slightly over the last week. The average price has risen 1.9 cents per gallon, averaging at $3.27 across the state. This is over 15 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and well over 21 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, says the decreases we hoped for will have to wait. He said the national average hasn't jumped to follow the rising price of oil. Instead, it's holding steady. He expects to see little movement ahead of July 4th. The average across central Wisconsin today is $3.10 to $3.17 per gallon. Over 6,000 diapers were donated during the United Way's diaper drive. In addition, nearly 9,000 wipes and 9 creams were collected by community members. In its first year, the diaper drive was a huge success with over 14,000 items donated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more cleaning supplies. Now through June 30th, get a $10 instant savings with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Hurry in, don't wait.
Save big money at Menards.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Currently 69 degrees.
This is how we do it.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Good stuff coming up. I want to make sure we had time for this one, so we're going to get to this right away. Election season is about to get into full swing, if it hasn't already. And the first presidential debate is happening this Thursday on CNN.
Okay.
Which made a lot of people think, wouldn't it be great if you could hear a politician talk without them constantly lying through their teeth? Wales, the small country in the UK, east of England, is debating a new bill that would make it illegal for politicians to knowingly lie.
Oh, wow.
If it becomes a law, Wales would be the first country in the world to introduce criminal sanctions for lying politicians. Under the current version, anyone who's caught intentionally lying would be disqualified from holding office.
Wow.
That includes making a statement that is known to be false or deceptive. This is happening.
So amazing.
This is happening because politicians in Europe are just as misleading and deceitful as ours are.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they learned it?
Universal.
And they shouldn't. There should be no reason why they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
The problem is, for this to become law, Welsh politicians would have to support it. There is a mixed reaction.
Yes, I can.
Lies the rub.
Lies the rub. Yeah. As Hamlet would say, there's the rub.
Mm. Let's go ahead and take this to the states. You know, we get this going. We get a grassroots effort behind this one. And where do we send it? To the Senate, Congress.
It would have to be a constitutional amendment, actually. We'd have to...
Now, here's a little line of hope, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and try. Let's go ahead and throw this out there.
Sure.
And then let's note the politicians that are not okay
that
with this.
That don't want
it. Yeah.
And then maybe, and here's a stretch, but maybe, don't vote them into office.
Yeah.
Whether they are Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
They're dishonest.
Make it a litmus test, yeah.
Because I understand that it's not the most popular thing in the world to say, but I don't care if you have an RD in front of your name. I care about what you're voting on, where you're going with your voting. Do you fight for democracy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to do best by your constituents?
Yeah. Right.
Are you a public servant or are you serving yourself?
Right.
I think we have done a disservice as constituents to ourselves. In the way that we wear our politics on our sleeve now. These politicians know half of us are voting for them. They know now, well, that person's definitely voting for me. Oh, that person's definitely voting for me.
So I don't have to do anything.
It doesn't matter
what
I do or say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already have their vote because I got this letter in front of my name.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the only thing I will ever say this about, but learn from what I'm doing because I'm telling you it has worked for me. I've never once said where I vote. Or what angle I go. Mm-hmm. Not once. Not to most people in person, and certainly never on the air. Now, I certainly started doing that here at WFHR because we have always been a bipartisan station, and I wanted to keep up with that. And I think that if you listen to me long enough, you might have an idea of which way I vote or which way I lean, but you don't know for sure.
Yep.
You don't know for sure. And you know who else doesn't know? Every single politician that has ever come up to me and tried to earn my vote.
Mm.
And I think that we as a nation need to do this. Quit putting political signs in your yard. Quit, especially these ones that with the swear words in them and everything. Look, I'm Italian. Goodness. I can handle a swear word. But you know who can't? Maybe the little kid that walks past.
Time and a place. How about for that?
Yeah. How about some class? How about actually?
Mommy, what does that word mean?
Yeah. Make them earn your vote. Quit giving it to them. Make them earn it. And you know what? Hold them accountable. When they do lie, don't vote for them again. And when you have a town hall meeting, bring it up with them. Talk to them. I would think that the majority of politicians that I've been able to talk to, most of them know when they are not able to keep in line. And they will talk about it. And they will be pretty honest about it. Talk with them. Find out. Reach out to your politicians. Yeah. And ask for this. This is something that we can make happen.
Mm-hmm.
We make the laws, not them.
Yeah.
We decide who is in office, not them. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that. We have the power. You want a good story of the day? There it is. We have the power. We the people. Mm-hmm. And I understand you can come back at me with, well, this or that or what have you. And I understand that. And I will continue to come back at you with democracy. And I will believe in democracy till my dying day. I genuinely feel that this is still not only in our hands, but that things are not nearly as bad as some might make you think it is.
Mm-hmm. It's made out to be, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
We had a pretty much 100% here. This is a good idea.
I absolutely. And mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't even care about enforcement or anything like that. I think what James said there was the most important thing. Are you with this or are you against this? Mm-hmm. Because that would be a real eye opener for a lot of people.
Right.
On a lot of different sides. Yeah.
You can't lie to the American public. Oh, I'm against that.
Yeah. Right.
What? Did I hear you correctly?
You like lying. Okay.
You just tell it gets them to tell
us. Showed your hand. Yeah.
Shows their hand. Yeah. And I that's so if any other reason, even if this doesn't get, even if it weren't to go into law, I think it's a good thing to throw out there and to start doing.
To start talking about. Why not?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from our audience. Let's go ahead and do so. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You're talking about these political ads. So many of them are by like the PAC organization and stuff like that, mm-hmm. where you don't hear, you know, I authorize this or I approve that, but they're put up by the PACs. How are they going to handle that?
Yeah.
Mm. They shouldn't be able to lie either.
I, again,
that's a great point.
Same bill in the same bill, have this, these mm-hmm. PACed ads, these mm-hmm. attack, these ads, they have to be truthful too. It's so easy, and everybody wants to blame the American people. Thank you for the call, by the way, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was good one.
Good call.
And it's a very good point.
Very good point. When it comes to it, it's so easy to blame ourselves. It's so easy to blame our neighbors in that. Mm-hmm. I don't blame them. I encourage people to go and out and get informed. I also understand most people don't have 10 minutes to themselves in a day, let alone you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend my free time reading up on politics.
Or researching these ads to see what's truth and what's lies.
Right.
You shouldn't have to do that.
No, right. No. But as it is, we do. We got to put in the work. And mm-hmm. you know something? Man, this is where politics can feel good. Because I genuinely feel like anything worth having takes work. Anything worth having takes a little elbow grease, takes a little work. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Democracy is the same darn thing.
Takes work.
Mm-hmm. If you want a good America, you want a free America, you want to help democracy ring. It isn't as simple as, oh, is it the day to vote? All right, I'm going in there. No, it's being informed. It's understanding who you're voting for, mm-hmm. and not just going with this person or that person because of the initial in front of their name, or because so-and-so voted for them, mm-hmm. or because of attack ads that 99% are not true.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It also shouldn't be difficult for us to know what their platform is and what they're standing for, because they should be telling us.
Absolutely.
Some of them do not.
Yep.
It's real easy to tell the ones that don't know what they're doing, man. Like, they how would you do this? Well, let me tell you, my opponent, and everything else, I do this, I do that. Everything, as soon as you ask them a straight-up question, my opponent this, my opponent that. It's the same political game they've been playing since the 20s, since the 1920s. They have not upped their game at all. I've asked Senator Teston about this. I've asked Representative Krug about this. Like, hey, when you guys won't pass a bill because you don't want to pass a bill because it's an election year, like, you know, we know what you're doing, right? Oh, yeah, we know. But they still do it. So who suffers? Us. Not them. Like, no. Oh, we got to wait a year before we allow this bill to get passed because we want our guy in office. So who suffers? Not them. Us.
Yeah. How about all the money that's being held up because they don't want it to look good for the current administration?
Mm-hmm.
Hold them accountable like they hold us accountable. And understand who you're voting for in November when it gets to be that time. Be informed and get out there and vote, everybody. Help democracy ring.
It's important.
And let's get this bill passed. I want this. I want people to spread the word about this, by the way. I want to get a grassroots thing going on this. A bill that would allow make it so the politicians can't lie.
All right. I'm going to start working on that right now.
And I will do my part. I will be having other interviews with Senator Teston, with Representative Krug, with other politicians going forward. We're trying to get Katrina Shanklin on the air with us. Mm-hmm. I will be asking them about this and where they would side on this bill.
Mm, good one.
So that, I'm not letting this go. We're definitely going to be bringing this one back up.
Everybody. Cool.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Do you need your home or garage cleaned? Then call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Is your business or office kind of dirty? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Whether you need cleaning daily, weekly, or seasonally, call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Need help grocery shopping, laundry, cooking, house sitting, pet sitting? Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Power washing siding and decks, grass cuttings, raking leaves? Yep, that's right. Call Patty at Right Way Cleaning. Call 459-1475 anytime. The 24/25 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and festivals, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Hometown Pharmacy, Off Your Rocker, Prairie Sage, Rustic Redefined, The Collar Club Boarding and Grooming, Quality Feed and Seed, Homestead Golf and Supper Club, El Cafe Restaurant in Port Edwards. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, bringing you back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I'm going to take it right to the top of the hour, get into our schedule and some more fun coming up. And on Wednesday, we will get into this props from classic movies that were thrown in the trash.
No!
Got that for you on Wednesday. We'll get into that one, the three of us.
I think it's just me on Wednesday, yeah, but yeah.
Oh, Friday. Friday, we'll do it. We'll get into it on Friday when the three of us are back together. But I want to touch on this one. There's a limited time thing going on. So the company Hidden Valley partnered with meal delivery service HelloFresh for new flights of ranch dressing you can order through the mail.
Yeah.
Flights.
It's a limited time only thing, but you can go to HelloFreshRanchFlight.com, and for $35, you can get four types of ranch dressing to taste test, plus a bunch of snacks for dipping. You can choose from four different ones, like the All Bay Long, ranch mixed with Old Bay seasoning.
Oh, good for our southern friends, yeah.
The Go-Go-Go-Chujang, ranch with garlic powder and red chili paste.
Yeah, that's an Asian flavor, I believe.
I think I mispronounced that, too. The Gacho Rancho Southwest Seasoning with chipotle powder.
Oh, mm-hmm. All right.
And the Franken Ranch.
Franken Ranch.
Franken Ranch, which is named after the doctor, not the monster. The monster was not made.
That's right. He was the creature. That's right.
Franken Ranch. Ranch mixed with Frank's Red Hots.
So those are all spicy.
Yeah.
Except the first one. They right?
This is all good. This is good things.
Yeah,
Melissa.
The first
this
one's
good.
Old Bay seasoning. The first one was Old Bay seasoning.
Which doesn't really have a whole lot of kick to it.
No.
No, that does not. No.
Black pepper and that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Why? Where's the cucumber dill?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Boring.
She's got a point.
Delicious.
No, stop.
They did a poll that found 37% of fans have eaten or sipped on straight ranch before.
No.
Okay, I love ranch. Don't get me wrong. I shouldn't, but I do because, you know, my lactose intolerance.
Yeah. The whole cream thing, yeah. Wrong,
but I have never sipped
on
ranch.
No.
That's wrong. Sorry.
The poll also found 26% of people have used ranch on an unexpected food. So something they normally like they're saying here like Pop-Tarts and things.
Oh, I was going to say like their breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Maybe it's the right story. Maybe it is.
I'm with you.
Maybe that is the next breakfast cereal.
No.
Ranch dressing cereal. Oh, yeah. You serve it with buttermilk.
Okay, now that ain't right. That part ain't right. what is right is our new afternoon lineup. We are very excited about. Again, join us from 2 to 4 for the Maggie Dawn Show. Looking forward to hearing Maggie's show today. Four to five, we'll have Midday Magazine in part one today. To kick things off, Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, will join us. Looking forward to that.
Find out what's going on though. Very nice. Cultural Center.
A lot of great things happening there. And Jen McNally, Natural Resource Groundwater Educator with UW-Madison, going to join us in part two. Looking forward to that.
Cool.
Of course, got Rafter Baseball on the radio dial. Coming up tonight. We've got a good one for you. The Rafters are at Waterloo at 6:20. Hoping to get back in the win column.
Yep.
Lost that one. But boy, if you were listening Friday to Friday's game, woo, that was a fun game. Oh, that was a fun game.
Oh, man. They've had some crazy games lately, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And we wanted to touch on some other local events going on. Seth, you have a big one for us.
Yes, today, as a matter of fact, from 2 to 7, you can head on over to the former East Junior High School. They're having a blood drive. The Community Blood Center is doing their monthly.
Yeah,
I know they do it twice a month, so the second one of the month, yep. Mm-hmm. And just a note here, it's going to be actually in the cafeteria, everyone, so go, because of the construction on Lincoln, park in the 6th Street parking lot and then enter the cafeteria / fieldhouse door off of 6th Street. That's where they're going to be. You can schedule a donation by calling 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. Appointments are appreciated, but they do accept walk-ins if they have space. Yeah. So, get your name in there, get some... go donate some blood and be a hero. It's summertime. We need it.
It's harder to get people out for a blood drive in the summer, but the need is always there.
This is your reminder. Mm-hmm. Go give some blood.
Thanks, Seth. The Veterans Expo and PACT Act event will be in the Tomah VA. Join the Tomah VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service offices this Wednesday from 9 to 2 over at Crossview Church, 1000 East Riverview Expressway. They're going to be providing resources for the veteran community, talking about this PACT Act a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We had Rock from Wood County's Veterans Services in last week or the week before, I believe, mm-hmm. talking about this a little bit. And to Rock and a lot of people, there's a lot to dissect here, and there's a lot to take apart.
Yes.
And for our veterans, oftentimes so many of these services go unnoticed that they have these services even available, because if you've ever known a vet, you know somebody who probably doesn't tell you what's going on or what's wrong with their body
or ask for help
like this.
Or
I've got relatives were affected by Agent Orange, were affected by certain things, that are just in the last couple of years just now realizing that they can get benefits and they can get help.
Absolutely.
This is an important one. Encourage you to spread the word about this event too. We all know a veteran out there, so let them know again that the Veterans Expo and PACT Act event will be this Wednesday, 9 to 2 over at Crossview Church. That day from 11 to noon, they'll have their Veterans Town Hall meeting as well.
And I believe that starts right after the end of the Heroes Cafe that morning.
Yes, because I did reach out to Tom and ask, because Sean wasn't sure if the Heroes Cafe was happening, but Tom confirmed with me this morning that the Heroes Cafe is starting at 7:30 at Crossview.
Nice.
Yeah. Be sure to join them. All you veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome to the Heroes Cafe 7 to 9:30.
All right.
Be sure to check that out. And also wanted to mention, too, that we have these signs that Tom dropped off. Encourage you to spread the word about these and pick up one if you need. Combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more at militarywithptsd.org, militarywithptsd.org.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention this. We have free meals for all kids. The school district in Wisconsin Rapids announced the sponsorship of Summer Food Service Program. Free meals will be available to all children 18 years of age and under. Mm-hmm. Breakfasts are available Monday through Friday at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South here in Rapids. That is going on till July 11th from 7:30 to 8:30. Then from 8 to 8:30 a.m. at Woodside Elementary School going on until June 28th. So just a couple more days of that. Lunches are available Monday through Friday at Mead Park near the Splash Pad at 14th Avenue South. That is available till August 16th. 11:30 to 12:30. And then at Witter Park, the shelter outside of the Aquatic Center, they're also available until August 16th, 11:30 to 12:30.
All right.
You can find out more by emailing them, schoolnutrition@wrps.net, schoolnutrition@wrps.net.
All right.
And I believe it's posted on the school district's Facebook page. If you want to look at the times and dates and times again, you can check there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And we're not the only ones doing something like this. An elementary school in Mississippi wanted to keep handing out free meals to kids this summer through a program called Backpack Buddies, but they didn't have enough food until an influencer named Matthew Bonds stepped in to help. He posts recipes on TikTok and has an actual account called Your Barefoot Neighbor with 1.4 million followers.
Ooh.
So as soon as he posted something about it, food donations started flooding in.
Nice.
They created an Amazon wish list, and in the first 15 minutes, his followers brought everything the school needed for the entire summer.
Oh,
wow.
That's how influencers can make a difference.
That's the positive side of social media.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we encourage, influencers to do this to all local areas that have programs like
yes.
this. Spread the word
Very
about
important.
These programs. Mm-hmm. Even if they're not helping people in your area, you may be helping people in your area by something like this.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
A family of, did anybody else see this story? A lot of it was making the rounds over the weekend. A family of Taekwondo teachers near Houston saved a woman from being assaulted on Tuesday.
Oh.
They
oh.
heard a guy attacking her in a business next to their studio and beat the living daylights off. The dad held him down for 10 minutes until the cops got there. All five members of the family are fourth degree black belts.
Ah, picked the That's wrong place to assault someone.
You Definition
really
of
was
karma.
To dumb.
There's a good place, but yeah,
no, but that was really the.
That's why you don't act like that. That's
Instant
why you don't
karma.
Act like that. You don't
Instant
treat people
karma's
going to
get you.
Mm-hmm. Great show, you two.
Yeah, it was fun.
You too, James.
Melissa and I will hang out with you tomorrow on More Morning Show right here at.
This is Local.